Tell me when you step out, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go stepping too. Yes, I'll go stepping too, my honey, I'll go stepping too. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go stepping too. You tell me there are more fish in the sea, but the bait ain't what it used to be. Now I've got news for you. After this, when you go out, I will step into. Yes, I will step into, my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into. With your hair messed up and your clothes don't fit you right, well, I don't care if I find perfume on you too, or you will know that I have been stepping just like you. Yes, I will step into, my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Yes, I will step into, my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go stepping too.
They are the Smoky Mountain String Band. And for those of you who are here, have you guys got your CDs available?
Yes, we did.
All right, good, good. I'm telling you, you can come down and get the CDs, but we are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, the only live radio cooking show in the world which takes you and yours on that weekly journey down the road to culinary excellence. We are listened to by hundreds of thousands all around the world on News Talk and, of course, the talk of the town in Atlanta, Georgia, AM 1160, and also on iTunes. So everything for you, the live audience, you get to go home and day afterwards, kick up your computer, turn it on, and you can hear yourselves. What a lot of fun that'll be. We are proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking vessel, and by DiscoverIreland.com. They have a trip for you right now where for $699, that's all inclusive of airfare, hotel, and I'm sure a pint or two, you can spend New Year's Eve in Dublin, Ireland, including the airfare, $699. So if you'd like to discover Ireland, what better time than during the absolutely fabulous New Year's Eve? We're also brought to you by the Heart and Soul of Hospitality in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the French Quarter, of course, the Monteleone Hotel. We are here, my friends, live at the most incredible family entertainment facility in the South, nay, in the world, my friends. We are with the most incredible group of lively people right here, starting October at Dollywood in Pigeon Forge. Now, see, I was going to say Tennessee, but then all the volunteer fans are going to go, volunteers, I don't know, it's... Anyway, I hear they play Tennessee. I hear they play football here now. Of course, being from the South Bend area, we know football. We don't know how to win, but we know football. But anyway, my friends, we are going to have an incredible show for you today. We are going to actually break in a new chef today. She's going to make her debut right here on Chef and the Fat Man. The first time we are throwing the lamb to the slaughter. But before we do, I would like to introduce you to a man who has worked with us every time we've had the honor and the opportunity to come to Dollywood. I would like for you all to give a huge, big welcome to a very big man, in the culinarian terms, that is. Let's give it up for Executive Chef of Dollywood, Walt Todd!
Well, Kevin, it's great to have you back, buddy.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks to Joe and Ashley and Pete and all the... I mean, everybody's made this possible.
I heard Pete's been taking driving lessons from
you. Oh, don't. Now, that's rude.
No, that's truthful.
No, we don't talk about Pete's car. That's just awful.
All right, we'll leave Pete's car out of it. Pete actually had a little fender bender the other day, and so we're missing him today.
But we have got some incredible food for everybody
now
today.
Somebody asked me, they said, do we get a sample? And we have always been known to give some samples out, except when Kevin gets down there and he's really hungry. What we're going to do today, Kevin, is we're going to go to the Backstage restaurant, which is down here right by the fountain.
Oh, a great place.
Oh, yeah, and they have some fantastic sandwiches there. And this is our Tennessee Country Chicken sandwich. And we're going to take some wheatberry bread first.
Okay.
And we'll just put a piece of that right here. And actually, we'll put it all right there so we can put this ham into the oil. And this is country ham.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, here it's sizzling, it's going. It's actually making a sizzling noise, if you can hear it. Yeah, yeah, you got it.
I'm multi-talented here.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to move this around and have it. Boy, it's just sizzling away. While it's sizzling away.
Yes.
You hear it sizzling.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Do you hear it sizzling?
Can y'all hear that? That's a. She's saying, no, I can't.
But
ma'am, it is sizzling. Take a smell it. Come up here and smell it. You can smell it. All right. We're going to take this chicken that Charlie has already grilled for us on the grill. And he did a great job, by the way.
You know, and he also cut it into nice planks. Now, notice these are all planked, my friend. So you've got nice, thin little strips. And that's great for stacking.
Yeah, and then we're going to put some cheese on it.
And now, is this light cheese?
Well, it only weighed about a quarter of an ounce.
Well, there we go.
All right. We're going to put another thing of wheatberry.
Oh, now that's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, let's just go ahead and spread our country ham out.
Now, you could use, obviously in this recipe you were using country ham, but there's many other things you could use also. Like, if you prefer roast beef. Roast beef, I think, is excellent on a sandwich. You could also use some good smoked ham.
Then we're going to, yeah, you could, but it wouldn't be the country sandwich, and it'd be a smoked
ham. Oh, look at that.
Yes. And then we're going to cut it.
Cut it?
Cut it in half.
That's civilized.
Well, yeah.
Do you all, let me ask you, how many people in the sandwich-eating world actually cut their sandwiches in half before they eat them? Can I have a show of hands? So I'd say about 70% of you are civilized. The rest of you are telling the truth. Well, that's...
Huh?
Something about you can't get it in your mouth that way. Oh, you get more in your mouth. I like your attitude, ma'am. Very good.
Ma'am. He knows how to get things in his mouth as much as anybody in the world.
Well, I didn't get this Adonis-like physique by eating weenie bites.
All right, what we're going to do is once we get the sandwich made,
okay,
we're going to put all four quarters on the sandwich, and then down here on the table,
right,
we have some homemade fried potato chips.
Oh, now that is, how many of you, I mean, those of you at home, you don't get the actual ambiance of being here at Dollywood, the incredible weather, the beautiful plants, the voracious mosquitoes. I mean, what you get here, though, is you walk through this park, and you have all this food wafting through your nostrils. You get the sense of sausages. You get the sense of cooking chicken. But the potatoes rock. Have you all tried the potato chips that they make here? No? Shame on you. I'm warning you, once you try these, you will not be able to go back to the conventional potato chip. How many of you eat potato chips?
Yeah.
Sound, for those at home, they can't see your hands. Let's hear it. How many of you eat potato chips? Yeah. That's still a good all-American treat. Now, what we're going to do is, because you all have been very nice, we're going to load some of these sandwiches up. And what are they called again?
This is the Tennessee Country Chicken Sandwich.
Well, you know, you notice what they did. They put a nice little accoutrement, the olive. A big olive, not a weenie olive, not a little cocktail olive. This is a humongous olive. This looks like it came out of somebody's eye socket. It's so big. How many of you have ever had an olive this big? How many of you would like to try an olive this big? Who would like? There you go, ma'am. Catch. Here you go. Now, no, come on. Or you're, there you go, ma'am. There you go.
Oh, she caught it. And you know what you serve that with, don't you?
A nice, crisp,
ice cold Diet Coke.
Oh, absolutely. Because I'm the guy who goes into the grocery store, gets the potato chips, the dip, the big sandwiches, all the accoutrements to go with it, and then I make sure I get a case of Diet Coke. Because I certainly don't want to grow my waistline.
No, we don't want to do that.
No, but this is the kind of food that you get here, and all the recipes you're going to see here today and get to try are all available right here at Dollywood at the Park. And, you know, we have got sitting in front of us a beautiful, looks like a large cast iron, huge pan that looks like almost like a paella pan, but it has got 25 pounds of apples that has been cooked down into this incredible apple pie.
Oh, it's delicious, and y'all are going to get to try it.
What?
Yes, we're going to let them eat some.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Get to spoon.
Let them eat pie.
Hey, all right. Told you I was a nice guy. Kevin tries to hog it all. You know.
Well, my friends, when we come back, we are going to have more food, more fun, a great celebration of the good life. What better place to celebrate the good life than right here in the heart of familydom? That's a new word, familydom. Right here in the heart of familydom, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It is Dollywood, and they are the Smoky Mountain String Band!
We're climbing through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. Shining through the open boxcar door, lying in my mind with the things I've known before. I've lost count of the hours, days, and times. The rhythm of the rails keeps the motion in my mind.
Steel rails chase the sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind knowing what lies down the track, cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. Because I'm looking out ahead
to keep my mind from turning back.
The String Band! And if you would, Joe, introduce the band.
All right. What we have here is a dear friend of mine that I've been playing music with for many years, since about 1975, as a matter of fact, on the guitar, one of the best singers out there, period, Susie Betts. Make her welcome, please.
Woo! Woo!
And the fellow on the banjo, he is from Kingsport, Tennessee, and he and I have been playing music together,
we're ready to
be honest, since about 1980. Make him welcome, Roger Helton.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
And I'm from right around here. My name's Joe Sharp.
And together, they are the Smoky Mountain String Band. Let's give it up one more time. Well, as we get ready to start the second segment, I think we need another song to bring and really get everybody's appetite. How was that food? Wonderful, huh?
Y'all like that?
Y'all ready? Okay, let's rock. Segment two?
Segment number two. We're going to let Susie sing us another one. It's called Bear Tracks.
Oh, potato wedges.
High on a mountain, tell me, what do you see? Bear tracks looking back at me. Better get your rifle before it's too late. The bear's got a little pig and headed for the gate. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Bought me some bees, started making honey way up in the trees. Cut down the tree, but my honey's all gone. Old
Slewfoot's done made himself at home.
He's been around the middle and he's brought across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
So listen to him yell. Oh,
he's big around the middle and he's brought across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Well,
some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
You know what we're going to do now?
I have no clue, but I'm sure you're going to fill me in.
We're going to do big skillet taters.
Now, how many of you out there, let's hear it, love a big plate of hot taters in the morning?
Woo!
Well, don't go away, because we're going to need a little background music while we're doing this.
And Joe says, I don't think so. I'm getting something to drink.
We need just a little background music. Can y'all, can the two of you just, because we got, while we're doing this, my faithful assistant.
Yes.
Chef Laura.
Yes. Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Yes. Come on up here, Laura. Ashley. Folks, Laura and Ashley, come on up here.
Come on, Laura. You got to come up.
Your marketing.
It's time.
Come on. Come on. Get up here. Trish, can you take care of getting them two on stage for us? Folks, y'all want to see them up here, don't you?
Yeah.
Get up here. All right. Come on, Ashley. Folks want you up here. Come on. Laura. Come on. They were dancing over here in the corner before.
Well, while
I'm thinking
we're working on getting her up here.
Come on up here. And the two of you just stand right over in here. And as they give you that clogging music and I'm making taters, I want y'all to clog a little bit. Come on. Go. Move your feet, girl. I'm cooking. I got to cook. Yeah, go ahead. All right. We are making, while the girl stands behind me, we are going to make big skillet. Oh, listen to that. You hear that? Boy, they can clap hands. They were moving their feet before, folks. I want to tell you, is that what you call shy? We have just taken some red bliss potatoes, and we have par-cooked them. The best thing to do at home is cook them till they're, put them in a pan of water, and par-cook them till they're about halfway done. That way you don't have to cook them in the pan till they turn black. And we're going to put these in first, and I've got a little oil and a little butter, and I've put them together in there. And I've got these potatoes in here cooking, and now I'm going to take the good part. This is called onions.
Yes.
Onions, red pepper, and green peppers.
Now, this is a great time of the year for making this dish because it's hearty, it's substantial, it'll pack on the tonnage so you can get ready for winter, okay? And you can throw the peppers and the onions, throw them on there, but get colorful, be creative. Now, you don't have to use Red Bliss. Use Yukon Gold. Use any potatoes you want to. Just go out in the backyard, dig them up, or if your neighbor's got a garden, dig his up. He won't.
All right, we got some granulated garlic.
Oh, granulated garlic.
We got pepper.
Ooh, okay.
We got salt.
Nice.
I believe that might even be a little cumin in there.
A little cumin. Ooh, listen
yeah,
to
give
you
a
step
little,
it up, homeboy.
Yeah,
there we go.
And then we're going to sprinkle it liberally. You know, and if you go down by the potatoes, you're gonna smell them a block away. They're down by the fountain. And you're gonna see a skillet down there. That's big. It's 4 foot big. It's one of the largest skillets. That's why we call them big skillet taters. And Mama, you want to get Dad up on a Saturday morning. You start cooking some of these, and he smells these onions and these peppers cooking and the potatoes. He's going to wake up. I promise. He's going to come downstairs. He might not be ready to work, but he's going to be ready to eat.
And right next to his plate, you have the honeydew list.
You never get away from that, do you, Dad?
There you go.
It's just, do we do it?
Now, my friends, you notice he used a little cumin. A little cumin goes a very long way. I know it looks colorful, looks lovely. You know, you kind of liberally add it on. There's a little more. Don't do it. Use the cumin lightly to taste. Okay, to taste. Because the biggest complaint I get emails all the time. Well, you said use cumin. Well, of course I said. But don't use it like salt and pepper. Because it's very powerful and very potent. It'll actually make things taste bitter. So lightly on the cumin.
Kevin, did you see that beautiful young lady back there in the back?
Oh, yeah, with the hoop skirt on, sweating profusely.
Yeah, well, she is representing Dixie Stampede.
Oh, that's a riot.
If you folks don't have nothing to do tonight, over to Dixie Stampede, see a great show, and eat some great food while you're there, and you'll enjoy it, I promise.
The Dixie Stampede, Dolly doesn't do anything in a small way, as we all know. But she, let me tell you something, she's got involved with this Dixie Stampede, and if you love horses and you love action, it's a lot of fun. And you know they feed you? You know they do the whole nine yards. You get the show, you get the whole nine. We went and had a blast. So if you want to do something different, especially with the kids, or if you want to leave the kids back in the room, lock them in, whatever, give them a video game, that's a great place to go and have a good time. So check it out.
You're getting a lot of signals back there.
I know.
The boss. And
the engineer. I don't know how many times she can hold up.
Well, you're getting a lot of fingers there, buddy. I'm telling you.
Now, back to the potatoes, Walt. Now we got the potatoes cooking. Now, here's another thing.
Can you smell them?
You can you smell them, folks?
All right. Can you smell them?
Hand me my clipboard over there.
Oh,
I'll teach these people. There you go. Now, for those sitting in the first five rows, Dollywood has this disclaimer. They are not and will never be responsible for your dry cleaning bill as you drool all over yourself smelling these potatoes, okay?
Oh.
So forget about it. Don't ask. They ain't going to pay.
I'll tell you what. Bob, someone had Vanna White. I've got Cecil and Dawn, and they're going to pass out.
Well, Dawn's pretty close to Vanna White. Cecil's got to work on it a little bit.
Yeah, Cecil's got a lot of work to do there. But they're going to come out, and they're going to hand out some great samples for y'all, and y'all enjoy them.
Would you like some samples?
Did you all like the dancing that Laura and Ashley did? I mean, I don't know, somehow they got into that hand thing and not...
Now, here's something to remember, too. If you really want to kick these potatoes up, there's several different ways, some little additions that we suggest you try. First of all, I always suggest you try granulated kosher salt instead of the iodized salt that comes out with the little lady on the thing with the umbrella. Forget about that. Get the kosher salt and get it ground up, or get yourself a nice grinder and grind your salt. The reason is, it is a natural salt. It is one of the only natural salts, is sea salt and kosher salt. So what you'll do is, you won't use as much, but it'll still impart a lot of saltiness to it. So that's one thing I suggest. Another, try this. Try taking your favorite pork sausage, chunking it up, or even big chunks of maple-cured bacon, and mix that in with the potatoes. OMG, baby. Oh, my God, it's delicious. And you can make a whole meal out of it. Now, what you can also do is pour eggs over the top of it. Whisk them real good, put the bacon, then ladle the eggs across the top, and then stir it up a little bit. And then you get the eggs, the taters, the onions, the peppers, the meat, all in one. Got a little ketchup, got a little Texas Pete. You're rocking the house.
All right. Well, is the band going to play another song?
Well, yeah, they are.
Well, wait. If we're going to get the band to play another song, we are blessed right now today in the audience is Paul.
Paul?
Paul. And Paul, come on up here. Paul, come on up here. Come on up here.
Let's give Paul a big hand.
Everybody,
for
a big hand for
no
Paul.
Idea.
Paul is a famous recording artist. He is going to walk over here, and you're going to help the boys sing this next song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here you go. Well, you got a microphone?
He can do it.
The Smoky Mountain String Band -1 plus Paul.
D or E?
My friends, it's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. We are Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Today, live in beautiful Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, it is truly God's country. And here at Dollywood, you can say God without offending anyone, because everyone here enjoys it. So, enjoy some music of the Smoky Mountain String Band, plus Paul, and let's kick it off, fellas.
I came in last night, half past 10, that baby of mine, she wouldn't let me in. I said, move it on over. Well, move it on over.
Move it on over.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the Smoky Mountain String Band.
Woo!
With a deck of cards, I lay my money down. Lay my money down, lay my money down. I gambled out in a Frisco not many more weeks than three. And I fell in love with a pretty little gal, and she fell in love with me. Fell in love with me, fell in love with me.
Show them how to dance.
She took me to her parlor and she cooled me with a fan. Whispered low in her mother's ear, I love the gambling man.
Love the gambling man, love the gambling man.
Now, daughter, oh dear daughter, how can you treat me so? And leave your dear old mother here with the gambler go.
With the gambler go, with the gambler go.
Hey!
And my friends, for those of you at home, you're missing out on all the excitement. Miss Lillian was dancing with the effervescent James, with the, I guess you'd call it the chicken bonnet. I don't know, chicken bonnet. And it was quite interesting. But anyway, that's what happens when you come to Dollywood. Everybody has fun. Are y'all having fun? Is this rocking the house for you? Well, I'll tell you what, now we're going to do... Well, we're going to have some more entertainment here for the last for the song at the end of the segment. But let's get some entertainment with some food now. Chef Walt Richter, he is the executive chef of Dollywood. Now, Chef, I know walking through the park, you get all these wonderful smells. But one of the things that seems to get the biggest line is the pork skins.
Pork skins? Did you realize how hard they are? I mean, if I was to throw these at you, or you were to bite one of these, you could actually break a tooth. That's how hard a pork skin is.
You can't even... There you go. That's how hard they are.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take... This actually is part of the belly flap. That's where the preferred pork skins come from.
Oh, I knew that. Did you know that?
Of course you did.
Of course.
Actually, the reason he knew that, this was one of his old girlfriends. How'd you like that, Mama? One of the old ones from way back then. So anyway...
Woo! Now, you want to get a hot grease up around what, 375, 400?
Yeah, this is a little hotter than that right now. It don't need to be that hot, but whew. If you'd have did that, you'd have burnt your finger.
Well, you know what's neat is watching them.
Yeah, they're...
Get all poofy.
Like right now.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that. Man, they are exploding.
Now, this is something, my friends, if you're going to try this at home, now you can buy these retail. You can make
them. They're
not
near as good. And
but
you can buy the skins right here at Dollywood up at the pork rind booth.
How about that? Take them home,
and as you can see, my cup's running over here. They will explode and grow out like this. And you talk about really good. Right now, as these come out of this oil, they don't get no better. This is a real pork. If you had this tomorrow in a bottle of Diet Coke.
Yes, of course.
Of course it would be Diet Coke. And we would really be enjoying Tennessee whooping up on Florida. Right, Charlie?
Yeah. Well, now, my friends, a suggestion. Now that you've got these wonderful porks, what do you do with them? Now you can, you know what's great? Well, besides eating them, well, you can
with
eat them with bean dip. You can eat them with cheese dip. Or you could onion dip. Yeah. Or you could crush them up and use them in cornbread. I don't know if you've ever tried that or not. Crush up these porridge. Yeah, see the lady nodding her head? She knows. You add that to cornbread, and that gives it a nice porky taste. Another nice thing you can do with them is you can add them to soups. I've actually mixed them in with soup so they get all soggy, and they have a nice drippy texture to them. Wow. You can also chunk them up pretty good and add them to eggs. They're actually very, very good in eggs. So there's just all kinds of ways. Don't let a simple little pork skin intimidate you. Now, if you're going to do this at home, we, our friends here at Dollywood and Chef and the Fat Man, absolutely believe in safe cooking.
Yes.
So when you're going to be using this kind of grease and having this grease and those things puffing up.
They hit the floor.
They hit the floor, but don't worry, they won't break. They'll break the floor before you break the skins. But anyway, keep a nice, easy fire extinguisher nearby. Now, the reason I say that is because when you get the fire hot and it starts to poof up, might come over, the grease might drip down, and before you know it, you might, you know, you want to be a little careful about it. So have a fire extinguisher nearby, and don't do what a lot of people do. I know where my fire extinguisher is. Well, let me tell you, you have no memory. You have a total memory loss when the stove is flaming. So get it out and set it up and have it right next to you so that if something does happen, you will have a chance.
Now, another thing you can do with these besides all those great culinary ideas
yes?
you had.
What's that?
Is you can take some seasoning. And you can take your favorite seasoning. You can take ranch seasoning. You can take any type of seasoning. Here at Dollywood, we found most people prefer a little spicy barbecue seasoning. So then you just take that and, sprinkle it lightly over the top. What are you laughing about? You ain't supposed to... Okay, well, a little bunch came out at one time.
Well, it just so happens
When
you mention having your favorite seasoning, it just so happens I have my favorite seasoning, Chef and a Fat Man's Zesty Love Rub.
Hey!
Let me tell you, it not only goes good on eggs, it's the best rub you will ever have. It's a great blackening. But now, we have never tried this. We're going to try it on Walt's pork skins.
Oh, definitely.
So, Walt, can we have some? You've already tainted those. Do you have any more of those little nuggets you could toss in there and poof some more up?
Of course we can. Just let me bend over lightly here.
Well, you notice I didn't volunteer to bend over.
I noticed that.
I know.
All right.
These chef pants cost too much money.
Yo, I can tell, man, when you can get strawberries and is that kind of a fruity pair of pants?
Yes, thank you very much. It is artisanal fruits. Thank you very much. Don't splash it my way.
Well.
But anyway, you notice what you can't see it up here, but he's throwing these little flat things in there. And within seconds.
Cecil, could you take a couple of these rounds, show everybody how hard they are? They're about as hard as Kevin's head.
Not quite that hard.
Well,
there you go.
Quite.
Try. See, it's easy. You can throw them. You can use them as boomerangs. They're amazing. But what's really cool is the way they puff up in the grease. And what we're going to do is oil.
We don't use grease.
It's
what you do with a car.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chef.
What about them?
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you some pork skins with with the regular seasoned salt. Then we're going to give you some pork skins with the Chef and the Fat Man's Zesty Love Rub. And we're going to let you decide which is better. Oh, look at all those skins down there. Those are beautiful.
Yes, we're going to pass them out.
Here, do this. While you're passing them out, if anyone would like to try the Zesty Love Rub, they can. Now realize that has 19 herbs and spices. Yes, I know. So did Colonel Sanders. But ours are a little different, and you can try it and see what you think. But what a thing is for certain, my friends, the idea that we're trying to express here today, something as simple as pork skins can turn into a culinary delight. Take these things, experiment with them. Has anybody else got an idea out there what they would do with pork skins? Any other cooks out there like to cook with them?
All right, let's see who we can get with the best idea to season pork rinds with. All right,
there we go, using it as a crusting for pork loins.
Come on, someone out there's got to have an idea. I got someone back there. What are you going to do with a great-looking... one of these fabulous-looking pork skins that you just witnessed me make. He didn't. Okay, what are you going to season it with? Oh, you like that? All right. Well, come on over and get some, guys.
Well, while they're eating, you know what they ought to have? They ought to have some eating music.
Wonderful.
Have you all got some music to eat by, eat pork skins by?
Folks, before we saw a gentleman up here dancing. Has anyone ever heard of the Houston Fat Stock Show? Does about a million people in, 14, 16 days? Mr. John Hayden over there is one of the star dancers down there for about 20 years. So if we all clap real loud. Woo, John! We want John. Come on up here, John. Come on, John.
Ah, here he goes. He's going to
come
go
on, John. He's been one of the star dancers down at the Houston Fat Stock Show for how many years, John? John, quit talking to Joe and get on up here. How many years you been down the stock show? 26 years.
One and he's only 30 dancers. Years old. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's take it on out. Right, we're shipping the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs live from Dollywood at Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And they are the Smoky Mountain String Band, baby.
Sure. Ain't coming back to make my wonder. My walks you don't fit me anymore.
My walks you don't fit me anymore. My walks you don't fit me anymore. They on your side of town, I won't be around. My walks you don't fit me anymore.
Guys, before we go into the break, if people want to get your music but they can't get here to Dollywood, how would you recommend they do it?
I'd recommend they get it here.
Well, and for $15, including postage.
That's exactly right. We can get it to you. The best way to get it is just email me, and that'd be the
easiest. And how would they email you?
Well, you could get me at Joseph Bass Tone. That's Josephh.
How am I going to cook
Bassstone. At Mac, that's MAC.com.
There we go, and you can get your album, or you can get it right here. The music will be available. Chef and the Fat Man, take it to the streets. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the Smoky Mountain String Band.
Now here's just a little thought before I'm going far away. Now I'll be waiting on the hillside for the day that you call. On that sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Think of me. Now please answer, little darling, tell me where you could be. It's been so long, dear, since I've seen you, but my love still lingers on. Now don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone. On that sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, we are Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, the only live radio cooking show in the world. It takes you and yours on that weekly culinary journey down the road to Theater of the Mind Radio. We pound on the calories, pound on the weight, and we do no weenie portions. If you're looking... If you're... Oh, no. Well, when it comes to chickies, there can only be one person. Ladies and gentlemen, she is truly a gift to Dollywood. Let's give it up for the legendary chick of Dollywood, Miss Lillian.
Well, that was so sweet. I got to be nice to you now, Kevin.
Well, you're always nice. Everybody, every day you're here, the kids light up. The parents light up because you keep the kids entertained so they can eat.
Well, thank you so much. You know, now we since Granddaddy don't make that stuff on the mountain no more, we ain't as lit up as we used to be. But it's a good part. It's a good kind of lighting up. You know, my chicken light up every time they see you. However, being theater of the mind, I wish y'all could see him right now in Radio Land. He got his fancy hat on. He's got his shades on. You know who you look like to me? Secret. Chicken man, secret chicken man, coming here to Dollywood, ready to take a chance. He's a bird who lives a life of danger. Come and hear my house, he ain't no stranger. He's Chef and the Fat Man, got the chicken spirit, oh yeah. He's a bird who lives a life of danger. Secret chicken man, secret chicken man, coming here to Dollywood, ready to take a chance.
I'm taking a chance, all right.
Ooh, he ball, chicken, ba 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 ba.
Miss Lillian!
Well,
hey, by the way, I want you to know that the birds at Dollywood are very blessed. You know, we pray for them on the way to the poultry gates every day. Hallelujah. And they all sign donor cards, everybody out there listening, Radio Land, too. I want everybody to sign their donor cards. I was inspired by my birds there, Mr. Chef and the Fat Man, I was. In fact, when they flew off, they said, Miss Lily, don't just sign away your chicken leg. Just don't sign away your brains, though some people think I did that already. They said, take all of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my chicken livers. I'll never use them. Take my feathers. It's too warm to wear them. You could fuck my body when I cry. How can I go on, bird, without you? You took the part that was with my heart, so why not take all? Oh, take my little chicken liver, take my heart. You got it all. We love you here, baby. Come see me, Dollywood. Oh, the chicken's so good. Take all of the little chicken lady.
Miss Lillian!
All right. Kevin, I have heard you called. In the many years you and I have worked together.
Yeah, many things.
Many things. Secret Chicken Man seems to fit you very, very well.
You're right. You know, Walt calls him as he sees him, and he's definitely a handsome bird. And now, there's just one more thing I want to say.
Yes.
All you little chickens out there, keep the chicken spirit. You know, when times get hard out there, remember, the good Lord can work through little bird. Boy, that gives you hope. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. And there's just one thing I'd like to say, Kevy, before you leave me.
Yes?
Thanks for not calling security. Yes, thanks for all these memories. Come back and see us soon for more chicken tunes. Till then, may chicken blessings always follow you. We thank you all so much. We love y'all. Come see us at Dollywood.
The famous Miss Lillian.
Folks, if you enjoyed Miss Lillian, feel free to go see her up at Miss Lillian's Chicken House right under the tunnel. Get some of the best fried chicken.
I'm under the
tunnel. He said Colonel Sanders before. Ain't nowhere close to good as going up to Miss Lillian's Chicken House.
God bless his poultry soul, wherever he be. And by the way, if you go to chickenlady.biz, you can see memories from the Chicken House and all the memories guests make with us here. And the chirps from the Chicken House CDs, inspirational songs like I'll Fry Away and Stand by your rooster and do, Lord cock-a-doodle-doo, you remember me. at our music shop in the valley. I'll just keep on going on until you tell me to stop. Happy chicken tails to you until we crow and dance and sing again. We love you, Ken. By the way, I love that love room.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. You've got impeccable taste.
Woo!
Or is that impeccable taste? I don't know. But anyway, Miss Lillian, thank you so much. Let's give it up for Miss Lillian!
Hey!
All right, there we go, Miss Lillian.
All right, Kevin, what have you been doing? You got to take that chicken off your head. She'll
yes.
be lost without it.
Yes.
No, she's got it. She'll give it to you over here. Right over here. Wow, Kevin, what are you? You're kind of sweating there, buddy.
Oh, well, I was sweating a load because when Miss Lillian gets you under her chicken wings, yes. You are very good, sir. That was very quick. You know what? Here, shut up. Eat some popcorn. All right, there
all
we go.
Right.
Leave the funny stuff to the host. All right, settle down there. Eat some kettle corn. Anyway, my friends,
are we gonna
Chef
cook
Walt,
or are we,
what have you got for
are,
us?
Are we going to cook or are we going to
No, we're going to cook.
We're going to cook.
Cook.
Well, you know what let's do, Kevin? Why don't we make... You know, as you're coming through Market Square,
okay,
you see these fabulous big skillets.
Yes.
And you see them full of onions, peppers. We use onions and peppers for a lot of things here at Dollywood. It's one of, I guess you know, it's one of my favorite add-ons to any meal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, onions, peppers, a little garlic. But we're going to take some smoked sausage.
Oh.
Yes, and we're going to put them in this... Oh, listen to that. You hear the sizzle for all you people that are, what is it? What is it, one tune or tune one? What are we going to be on?
AM 1160.
Okay.
iTunes.
iTunes, okay.
There you go.
Google that. All right. We're going to be on iTunes in 14 different countries. And as everybody out there, everybody holler something real loud here, Chef and the Fat Man, because... You're going to be on radio in 14 different countries. Woo! Come on! Come on! Let's hear a little noise out there. All right.
Now, for those of you who are here, you're probably wondering if you just came in, who is the chef and who is the fat man? There is a point to ponder there.
I've been doing the cooking.
That's right. I am not the chef. You figure it out yourself. All right, now you're cooking the sausages.
I'm cooking the sausages. And while I'm cooking these sausages... I am going to take and put onions, green pepper, red pepper, a little bit of garlic cubes in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Wow, can you smell that lady in the green? Can you smell it, Mal? Can you smell it? Does it make you hungry? All right, well, we're going to feed you here in just a second.
Wow.
Wow. Boy, do you smell that now?
Well, my friends, if your radio, in 2 years, they're going to come out with Smell-O-Radio. Really going to take our show to a new level.
Yes.
You can't see it, but you'll smell it. So what I want you to do, for those of you who aren't here, I want you to close your eyes. Unless, of course, you're on 75 or 285 and you're driving. Don't do that. But close your eyes. Listen to the sizzle. Imagine you're sitting in these church-like pews or benches. You're looking up at the stage, and you see a rather large, fat guy in a white jacket. That's me. And then you see a rather rotund gentleman in a black jacket cooking, that's Chef Walt. And the peppers and the sausages are sizzling, and you're just, you're right there in Dollywood.
Oh.
And then the drool starts to slowly inch out the side of your mouth.
Wow, is this good.
Oh, yeah. We're getting into it. Oof.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, while this is cooking, I'm going to kind of tell you what I would do.
Yes.
If you were to come down to Market Square, okay, and a big sausage skillet.
Yes.
What we would do is we would cut this into four pieces. And, you know, Jack, he kind of looks a little bit like you there. You know, Jack! Oh, Jack! That's Jack, folks. He would put four pieces of sausage...
On a steak.
On a steak. And he would put some onions and some peppers.
Oh,
and
man.
Yeah, you know, and you know what this is right here? Do you think that's ketchup, don't you?
No.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
The red stuff in the clear jar?
This is ketchup.
In the ramekin.
And this is mustard.
The yellow stuff.
Yes, because I didn't know which one you liked the best after all these years of working with you. You kind of eat everything that we put in front of you.
Well, I kind of do.
So I thought I would give you this big skewer. And
do you know what I'm going to do?
I want you to take a piece off at a time. I don't want you eating with the pointed end because...
You know how what that does, what they say about feeding children with a pointed stick? You don't never do that. So we never feed Kevin with a pointed stick.
That's right. They dull all my forks. Now, my friends, the proper technique for dipping your sausage. Okay? Take it in your right hand if you're right-handed, left if you're left-handed. You're ambidextrous, you don't get to eat. Then what you do is you take it and you start from the back and work forward. Thrust it in about a quarter of an inch, down, and as you get pushed forward, dig down till you feel the bottom, then lightly pull up, and the perfect dollop of mustard. Isn't that a beautiful thing? What did you say, ma'am?
Ooh, it does look like that. Does anybody want... Would anybody like to try some of this?
This lady right here, because she said, ooh, come up here. I'm going to bestow upon you the fat man sausage. You get the whole thing, ma'am. And your name and where are you from?
Bessie Bajet, and I'm from Johnson City, Tennessee.
I will have to get an interpreter to tell me where that is, but anyway. Are you having fun?
I'm having a wonderful time.
Isn't this Dollywood amazing?
Wonderful.
Don't everybody in Ireland, England, Israel, Turkey, Japan, and Australia, they ought to come here.
Definitely.
And give them a big Tennessee howdy.
Howdy.
She's got it, baby. We service the world. Now I can see the people over in Ireland right now are going, what are they eating? Pork belly flaps? Sausages on a stick? Well, the potatoes they like.
You know, Charlie over there, no one can tell what his favorite football team is, can you? I mean, it's a big secret.
Not at all.
But he's been to Ireland.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, Charlie's been to Ireland. He spent about a week, 10 days over there. He kissed that stone.
The Blarney Stone.
Yeah, he kissed it. And, you know, he said there are big sandwich eaters over there.
Huge sandwich eaters. And much to the... surprise of the culinary world, Irish chefs are now starting to really spread their wings. I notice you've had your hand up there, ma'am. It's right down. Take a left out of here. Go down about 200 yards. Men's, women's. Go ahead.
Did you want something, ma'am?
Did you want a sample?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, get her a sample. She's starving.
Has anybody got any questions about anything?
Well, I'll tell you what. Would you make sure she gets some popcorn back there because she's starving?
She's starving.
There we go. Little kettle corn.
Well, look out, here comes the chicken woman.
My friends, when we come back, we're going to have more recipes, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life, because we are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef. We're going to talk about the famous 25-pound apple pie.
Now,
and
Chef.
I've been told, we're going to give out some samples.
Kevin, I got a contest going. Charlie, come on over here. Charlie, hurry, we ain't got much time. We're getting them fingers, them signals. Hurry, Charlie. Can someone tell me... what is Charlie's favorite football team? I got to hear you say it louder. Who's going to win tomorrow? All right, well, I don't know who won.
Now you're stuck. When we come back, we'll find out how many people Walt really got angry at him. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about who got stuck with no popcorn.
And we're
Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef, taking it to the streets of Dollywood, baby.